Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and this morning we are going to continue with the series on transformation. Last week I talked about how transformation is a drastic change to a situation or to a particular appearance. But what I want to talk about is transformation to ourselves. Oftentimes we go through change, but we don't go through transformation. Transformation is that thing that will take you completely out of your comfort zone, that will give you a completely, totally different look. Transformation will be that thing that will cause you to really trust God. And so we started in the book of Ruth in chapter 1, and we went through the first few verses, and we talked about how Elimelech and his family, they had to go to another country because there was a famine in their land. And then while they were over there, Naomi had lost her husband, and then she had lost her sons, but she had also gained two daughter-in-law. And so I talked about last week about how we need to be able to know how to handle lack. When there's lack in our lives, there was lack in Elimelech's life, and he decided to move his family to a totally different country. And so sometimes in our lives, there's some lack, and there's some things that we have to do to step outside of our comfort zone. Sometimes we may have to move. Sometimes we may have to change jobs. Sometimes we may have to change where we live. But sometimes in our lives, we have to be ready to make ultimate decisions that will take us so far out of our comfort zone that we can't do anything but trust God. And so I asked a question last week. Are you ready? Are you ready for the transformation that God wants to do in your life? And so I also talked about how we have to be able to handle loss. When God is transforming our lives, both physically and spiritually, we have to be prepared to lose some things and some people. Everyone and everything is not going to where God is taking us. And so we have to be able to handle that loss when the Lord begins to remove people, places, and things from our lives. Sometimes we get so caught up on wanting to hang on to certain people, places, and things that we don't know how to respond when the Lord removes people, places, and things from our lives. Sometimes the Lord will remove a job that you have been in for so many years. The Lord will remove you from that job because he is trying to transform you into something that he wants to transform you into. Sometimes the Lord will remove you from a certain location, and so you will lose out on that comfort that you have from being in a particular location that you have been in for multiple years. Sometimes the Lord will remove you from that circle of people that makes you feel so comfortable and that supports you in everything you do because there's something that he wants to do in you, but he's not allowing those people to go with you at this time. But then we also need to know how to handle gain. And gain is anything that the Lord gives you to assist you in a particular season. Sometimes the Lord places people in our lives, and because they're not the people that we're used to, or because they may not act or look a certain way, they may not be how we are, they may not look how the people before them that used to be around us look, and we don't know how to handle that. We don't know how to handle the job that the Lord just blessed us with. We don't know how to handle the home or the new city that the Lord has just placed us in. We don't know how to handle the things that the Lord is adding on to us because we are still holding on to those things that the Lord has removed from us. And so I asked the question last week, are you ready? Are you really ready for the Lord to transform your life? Are you ready? That is a question that you will have to answer for yourself. And it's different for you to say that you're ready than to actually be ready. You have to be mentally ready to allow the Lord to transform you, because if you're just saying it verbally out of your mouth that you're ready, when it's time to move, you will have so much things blocking you, and it will cause you to deter from the path that the Lord is taking you on. And so we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. And when the Lord is doing the work that he wants to do in your life, you have to allow him to do it. You can't continue to want to hold on to different things, hold on to different people, say, I cannot move. I've stayed in this location for so many years. Some people, the Lord is moving you from the church that you have grew up in. All of your family go there, and you are holding on because it is a family church. That's what you are used to. But God is saying that he is calling you to move because he has a work for you to do in a different location, and you cannot do that work if you are steady holding on to the place that you have been in where your family is. The Lord is saying, I have a great work for you to do. I need you to get in alignment with me so that I can move you and transform you into what I want you to do. And so I ask you the question today, are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to transform you? Are you ready for this drastic change in your life? A lot of us are saying that we are ready, and we're ready to move, and we're ready to end this, and we're ready to start that, but we're not doing anything about it. The Lord has given us the go-ahead. He's given you the open door, but we are steady sitting in the same place saying, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to change, but we're not doing anything about it. And so this morning we're going to continue in Ruth chapter 1. We're going to go through verses 6 through 10 this morning. And so I want you to keep that question on the top of your head. Ask yourself, am I ready? Am I really ready? We have to transform our minds to be ready. Our minds must be renewed each and every day, and it has to be renewed through the Word of God. We have to stay in alignment with the Holy Spirit through prayer. It cannot be renewed by what our friends are telling us. It cannot be renewed by what other people want you to do. And it cannot be renewed by what you want to do. It has to be renewed by the Word of God. That is the only way that we will get the truth. That is the only way that we will be able to move forward in doing what the Lord wants us to do. Yes, it will be uncomfortable. I'm not talking about a change from blonde hair to red hair. I'm talking about change like from Rapunzel to Michael Jordan. This is the type of change. Will you be able to go into a place where your hair was once flowing behind you, walking behind you as if a veil was following you, a train in a wedding dress, to go like Michael Jordan shining? I'm talking about a drastic change. I am not talking about something minor, getting a promotion on a job or getting demoted from a job or moving to another side of town. I'm talking about a drastic change, a major change, a change that only God can do and only you will be able to sustain by following and submitting to his will. So I ask you again, are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you in position to receive what God has for you? And so we have to get serious with ourselves and give ourselves true answers. So let's look at verse 6 of chapter 1 in Ruth. It says, when she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughter-in-law prepared to return home from there. So from in the verses before then, it says that she had lost her son, so she was left without her two sons and her husband, but she still had the two daughter-in-laws, and she was in Moab, the country of the two daughter-in-laws. But when she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people, let me stop right there. Even though she was in Moab, she still heard from the Lord. Even though she was in another country, she was in a place that her husband led her to because there was lack, she still heard from the Lord. So regardless of where we go, when the Lord leads us somewhere, we will still be able to hear from him. As long as we are in position to hear, we will be able to hear. So we have to be prepared to hear from the Lord regardless of where we are. We don't only have to hear from the Lord on Sunday. We don't need a prophet to hear from the Lord. We can hear from the Lord wherever we are, but we have to be prepared and be in position to hear from the Lord. She was not in Bethlehem. She was in Moab. She was in a separate country from where she was accustomed to. She went to where her husband was there. She was there for at least 10 years, but yet she was still in position to hear from the Lord. And so regardless of where the Lord is leading you, don't Don't think that he is stepping away from you. When he is leading you, he is in front of you and he is with you. And so as long as you are in position to hear, then you will be able to hear from the Lord. And she heard that he had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them. The lack of famine was the reason that they left in the first place. So now that the Lord has provided food for his people, she's ready to go back. But she was only able to prepare to go back because she was able to hear. She was in a position to hear. When she heard, it caused her to prepare. And so we can't just up and do stuff. We have to prepare. There are some things that we have to do. There are some things that we have. There are some processes that we have to go through. But we can't go through those processes if we are not aligned with God and allowing him to lead us through each and every process. Sometimes we get so busy in life and we get so bitter and frustrated because the Lord is moving us and we're outside of our comfort zone that we are not even in a position to hear, let alone to prepare for what he is doing in our lives. And so we have to get to the place to where we are in a position to hear and we are in a position to prepare ourselves. But listen, it says that Naomi and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return home from there. And so it wasn't just about her. It was them preparing also. It was the people that were with her that was preparing also. We have to stop surrounding ourselves with people that are not trying to prepare to go to the next level. If the Lord is surrounding you with people that want to help you and people that will prepare you and help prepare you, you need to stick with them. We need to stop holding on to people that are not preparing themselves, nor can they prepare you if they can't prepare themselves. But they all prepared when she heard. They didn't need to hear, but the person that was in control, she heard. And so they got that. She got the word out to them, and they were able to submit to that, and they were able to prepare from then. Too many people want to hear from the Lord themselves, when sometimes the Lord will send a word through someone else. And so they're not preparing because they are not hearing from the Lord themselves. But when you are aligned with God, you will know when he is speaking to you, regardless of if he speaks to you directly or if he sends a word through someone else. And so we have to get to the place to where we are prepared to hear what the Lord is saying. And so I ask you, are you ready? Are you in a position to hear what the Lord is speaking to you? Are you in a position to begin to prepare to do what the Lord has for you to do? Or are you waiting and are you placing God in a box, telling him how you want him to speak to you, when you want him to speak to you, because you need to know for yourself. You will know for yourself when you are in his word and you are continually communicating with him, you will be aligned with his spirit. So regardless of how he sends the word, it will be confirmed in your spirit because you have already been in communion with him. And so I ask you, are you ready? Are you prepared for this transformation? Are you prepared? Some of us are not prepared because we are too busy complaining. We're too busy complaining about what we've had to go through for the past 10 years, 15 years, and that we're not prepared to hear what the Lord is saying. When we close our mouths and when we begin to thank God for what we've been through for the past 10 or 15 years, when we begin to praise him because we are still here and he has been with us each and every step of the way, then we can be in a position to hear. But when we continue to complain about everything, it's not going to work. So I ask you the question, are you prepared to hear what the Lord is speaking to you? Are you prepared for this drastic change that the Lord wants to make in your life? And so let's look at verse 7. It says, with her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we have to be prepared to hear, but we also have to be prepared to leave. Although that was the place that the Lord had them in for a particular season, that was not the place that they were going to stay in forever. And so when she heard the word, she prepared, and then she set out. She left. She was on her way. She took the path that was going to lead her to where she wanted to go. We have to be prepared to leave. And I like the fact that it said that she took the path that would lead her back to Judah, to Bethlehem. She knew where she was going, and so she didn't take a side path. sometimes we get on the wrong path and we try to do things the way that other people do them, or we want to do things in a faster speed, and so we begin to make our own path when the Lord has already set the path for you. And so you can't just be prepared to leave, but you have to be prepared to leave on the right path. I can't take my sister's path. I can't take my brother's path. I can't take sister or brother so-and-so path. I have to take the path that the Lord has paved for me that is going to lead me directly to where he is taking me to. And so she knew what she wanted to do. Some of us aren't leaving the position that we are in because we cannot hear. We're sitting here stuck and we're complaining about where we are, but yet if we were changed our posture and position, we would have been heard what the Lord has been speaking to us and we would have been gone. And so we have to be prepared to leave. We have to be prepared. When the Lord is leading you to go, we have to go. Just like he led them to go to Moab, it's a time for them to leave Moab. And so we have to get to the place to where we are knowing our time and season. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And if we don't be aligned with the Lord and doing what he wants us to do, we will miss our deadlines. We will miss our timeline. We will be on overdraft and underdraft at all times. But if we are staying aligned with the Lord, we will do and be where he wants us to be each and every step of the way. The Lord is calling us. He is calling us. He is wanting to transform us. And it's so important that we submit to what he is doing in our lives. It's so important that we submit to the word that he has given us, this written word. But then we also have the Holy Spirit that is in us that is confirming each and everything that we are reading in this word. And the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in truth. And so as long as we are staying aligned, as he is transforming us, even in our discomfort, even in the unknown, even in the fear, we will be able to move in the boldness and the power that is within us. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And so regardless of what tries to come up on you while you are on your path, as long as you are aligned with the Lord, you will not have to worry about everything. But you cannot head on a path if you are not in position to hear where you are supposed to go. We can't make our own path. We cannot allow others to make a path for us. We have to make sure that we are on the path that the Lord is leading us to. It says, with her two daughter-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. This is the place where she came with her husband and her two sons. She lost her husband and her two sons. She gained two daughter-in-laws. Now she's going back to the place that she knows. And so she went through this drastic change. She went through a drastic change, and yet she was still moving. She was in a position to hear. She set out on the path that would lead her back to the place where she was heading. And so we have to get to the place to where we are prepared to hear, but then we're also prepared to leave. Are you prepared to hear? Are you prepared to leave? And these are questions that we have to ask ourselves. What is the Lord speaking to you today? What has the Lord been speaking to you? What is the Lord confirming to you this morning? And so we have to get to the place to where we are so aligned that when we hear the word of God, it is confirming what the Lord has already been speaking in our lives. It is confirming things that we have already been talking to the Lord about and the Lord has been talking to us about. It is confirming, and it should trump that fear that has been hindering you, that discouragement that has been hindering you, that doubt that has been hindering you. It should trump those voices that have been speaking doubt into you and that have been discouraging you. It should trump all of that because the word of God is powerful. It is life. It brings life to everything, and we should allow the word of God in our lives to take over and consume us, and the transformation process will not be so hard, but we are truly aligned with the Lord. And so let's look at verses 8 through 10. It says, then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, we will go back with you to your people. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we have to be prepared to hear. We have to be prepared to leave, but we also have to be prepared to choose. You know, Naomi, she wanted good for her daughter-in-law. She wanted them to be able to provide another husband, She wanted them to be able to have protection that her sons were able to provide to these women. And so she wanted them to stay in their country. But they wept and they wanted to go with her. They said, I want to go back. We will go back with you to your people. And so there's sometimes in our lives where people may inspire us or encourage us to do one thing, and they may mean it for our good, but we have to be ready to make the choice to do what the Lord wants us to do. We have to be able to be ready to make a choice at all times. It was not a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing that Naomi was trying to get them to do, but it wasn't the thing for them to do. And sometimes we have people in our lives that are making recommendations to us, and they are encouraging us and giving us suggestions about things that we should and could do. But at the end of the day, we have to be ready to choose what the Lord has for us to do. Although the things that they are offering are not bad, they're not good for you. The only thing that is good for you is what the Lord has for you, and He has already set the path that He has for you. And so when you are making decisions, for one, you have to be prepared to make a decision. You can't make a decision if you have not been in your word and been aligned with the Lord, because the decision may not be the right decision. When you are aligned with the word of God and you have been in your secret place with the Lord, and when it comes time for you to make a decision, you will already know what the Lord wants you to do because you have already been with Him. But when you are unprepared, you have not been in your word, you have not been spending time with God, you will follow anything that sounds good. You will follow the money, you will follow the fame, you will follow anything free, you will follow anything that sounds good to you at that particular moment because you have not been in the word of God. But when you have been in God's face and you have been in His word and you are submitting to Him and you know what He wants you to do, it is so easy for you to be prepared to choose. So I ask you this morning, are you prepared to choose? Are you prepared to choose to do what the Lord wants you to do or to follow what you feel comfortable doing? Are you ready? Are you ready to be in a position to leave where the Lord is taking you from? Are you ready to hear what the Lord is speaking to you? Are you ready to follow the path that the Lord is taking you on? Are you ready? Transformation is not something that is easy, and so you must be as prepared as you can be. And the most prepared you can be is being aligned with the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, doing what the Lord wants you to do. And you have to be in a position and in a posture to do what the Lord wants you to do when it's time for you to do it. If you are out of position and posture when it's time for you to move, you will miss your move. And so what we must do is we must be in alignment with what the Lord is calling us to do. We have to be prepared to make a choice. We cannot choose to do what everyone else wants us to do. We cannot continue to choose the same thing that makes us feel comfortable, but we have to choose the path that the Lord wants us to take. We must understand that the Lord knows what makes us happy. The Lord knows what we need. The Lord knows where we are going. The Lord knows our total future. So why not get in alignment with the one who knows it, the one who wrote it, and the one who will fulfill it instead of following ourselves? And so I ask you this morning, are you ready? Are you ready to do what the Lord is calling you to do? Are you ready to be transformed? Are you ready to leave the place where the Lord is taking you from? Are you ready? Are you ready to stop listening to what other people want you to do and do what you want to do, what the Lord wants you to do? Are you ready to stop thinking about how other people will feel, what other people will say, and how other people will respond when you do what the Lord is calling you to do? Are you ready? Are you ready to totally submit yourself to God and doing what He wants you to do? Are you ready? Are you ready for this drastic change in your life? Are you ready? And that is a question that you yourself, you will have to get with God and ask God, are you ready? And this past week I was just asking God in my journal, in my prayer time, Lord, show me, am I really ready? Because I need to know, I can tell myself I'm ready, but I can really not be ready. And so the Lord has just been showing me some things this week about me, and it just keeps taking me back to where I kept asking Him, Lord, am I ready? So there's some things that I need to work on. I need to get myself together because I need to be in a position and a posture to hear what the Lord is saying to me. I need to be prepared to leave. I need to be prepared to choose, but I cannot do it if I'm not ready. And the Lord has been showing me some things that I need to work on, I must work on, I have to work on. And so we can only get the truth from him. And so we have to get with him. Ask him, Lord, show me me. I always use Psalm 139, 23, and 24 when I do my self-examination. And I just ask, Lord, am I ready? And he was just showing me me, just showing me me. And it was showing me through my own action. And so it was after I said something or after I did something that the Lord reminded me. I asked him the question, am I ready? And so we have to ask the Lord, Lord, am I ready? And so this morning I'm going to close out in prayer, but I'm going to ask if you have any prayer requests, if you have any prayer requests for anything, you can go to wholehouseministries.org and fill out the form. You don't have to even put your name in. Just put the prayer request that you have, and I want to pray for you this week. If you want me to send you an email back of what the prayer was or anything like that, you can put your information in. But again, you don't have to put your information in. This is totally just, I just want to be able to pray for you and some things that you may be struggling with. If you didn't get that, website is wholehouseministries.org. You can also email me at eprecurry@gmail.com, or you can hit me on Facebook or Twitter at Epre Curry or Whole House Ministries. But I just want to begin to pray with and for you this week as you begin to go and the Lord begins to show you these things that you are dealing with that you need to change in your life. I want to begin to pray with you and to be able to assist you on that next level of getting you through this level of transformation that the Lord is taking you through. But I'm going to go ahead and pray for us right now. And if you have any prayer requests, you can submit those prayer requests to me after the call or anytime during the week. You can submit a prayer request to me at any time you feel, but we're going to go ahead and pray. Let us bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word, God. I thank you that you continue to show us who you are in your word, God. I thank you that you continue to show us mercy and grace each and every day, God. I thank you that you continue to encourage us through your word, God. You continue to want to use us vessels, Lord, that need to be molded each and every day, God. I pray, God, that even as you are showing us the things that we need to work on in our lives, God, I pray, God, that we allow your Holy Spirit to show us how to change those things, Lord. Show us how to be who you want us to be, God. We no longer want to try to figure it out on our own, oh God. We no longer want to try to block out those things that we are trying to hide, God. But we surrender and submit to you today, oh God. We surrender and submit all things that are blocking us, Lord, blocking us from hearing and seeing you clearly, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will strengthen us, Lord, that we will walk in the power and the boldness that is within us, Lord. I pray that we will spend more time in your word, oh God, so that we can get to know you better, Lord, so that we can get to know us better, Lord. I pray, God, that we will continue to stay in alignment with you in all that we do, God. I pray, God, that we be prepared to hear what you are saying to us, Lord. I pray that we be prepared to leave, Lord, where you are taking us from, Lord. I pray that we are prepared to choose the right path, Lord, the path that you have for us, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we silence those other voices, Lord, that are coming with their other suggestions, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we submit and know when you are sending a word through someone else, God. I pray that we are able to understand and know and embrace that word, oh God. I pray, God, that you will strengthen us in all that we do, God. I pray, God, that during this day we will be able to be a blessing to someone else, Lord. I pray that we will be able to speak life to ourselves as well as other people, oh God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that our presence, Lord, will bring a sense of peace wherever we go, oh God. And I pray, God, that people will be able to see Jesus through us wherever we go. Father God, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @aprecurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.